Light voter turnout is the norm in non-presidential election years, and it's a concern for President Barack Obama and his fellow Democrats in 2014.
We're going to have to make sure that we are coming out with the same urgency and the same enthusiasm that we typically show during presidential years. That's what we're going to need.
Republicans are counting on dissatisfaction with the president and his signature health care law to drive their voters to the polls, says analyst Charlie Cook.
In a presidential election year, the turnout is big, it's diverse, it looks more or less like the country. But in midterm elections, when the turnout is smaller, it's older, it's wider, it's more conservative, it's more Republican, it's just real different.
That presents a huge challenge for Democrats, says Democratic pollster Celinda Lake.
Turnout is going to be a huge issue for the Democrats, particularly younger people who are very discouraged about the economy, unmarried women, African Americans, Latinos, all that are core constituencies for us.
In addition to the president and health care, Republicans will also focus on the economy, says House Speaker John Boehner.
I think it takes some audacity to call for greater cooperation amongst nations on the economy when they have only been focused on the jobs issues that we've got right here in America that need to be resolved.
Republicans are favored to hold their majority in the House and could make enough gains to retake the Senate, says expert Carlin Bowman.
These Senate contests are such high-stakes contests. The Republicans would desperately like to win control of the Senate and actually have a decent margin in the Senate in order to try to move some of their own issues along.
All 435 House seats and 36 of the 100 Senate seats are at stake in November. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.